Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kim is back and on a mission. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, what happened at the beginning of the Olympics with the mocking of the Last Supper kind of parallels our fight for Kim Davis, who was under attack by the LGBTQ men for her stance on religious freedom. Kim is back, wrote The Advocate, and she's trying to set up a Supreme Court case to overturn the 2015 Supreme Court opinion of Obergefell versus Hodge that media source said. There is some nervousness, Holly, among some of these LGBTQ advocates that Kim Davis, this godly woman, and Liberty Counsel representing her, pose a threat to their 2015 Obergefell versus Hodges same-sex marriage opinion at the United States Supreme Court.
Right. I mean, remember, Kim Davis is, as you said, a sweet, godly woman who hates no one. And so they came after her. These two same-sex couples came after her because she would not sign a same-sex marriage license. She wasn't signing any marriage license at that time because of that, what had happened with Obergefell. Then they went to trial. Two different cases heard at the same time, two different juries in the same courtroom. One awarded the plaintiffs $0, and the other awarded the plaintiffs $360,000 in damages.
Well, they awarded them $50,000 apiece for a total of $100,000, and then the judge came back and gave them attorney's fees and cost for a total cumulative amount of $360,000. Against Kim Davis in her personal capacity. So this is not the government having to pay. This is Kim Davis herself having a judgment against her personally for doing what?
Standing up for her religious freedom.
Yeah, back in 2015, she became the elected clerk in Rowan County, Kentucky in the fall of 2014. And the Supreme Court really messed up in June of 2015 with the Obergefell versus Hodges decision, 5-4, and said, amazingly, that the Constitution protects a right to same-sex marriage and consequently the marriage amendment of Kentucky and other states, but particularly Kentucky, since it was one of the defendants in the case, is struck down. Now, that was a decision that has absolutely no foundation in the Constitution. And in fact, the Chief Judge, John Roberts, wrote a stinging dissent saying that this was just an opinion of five lawyers, not judges, not a legal judgment, not justices. He didn't refer them as the majority opinion. He didn't refer them as justices. He referred to them as five lawyers, issued their own opinion, not a legal judgment, and it had nothing to do with the Constitution. Well, three of those justices are no longer on the U.S. Supreme Court. They have since left the Supreme Court. That would be Kennedy, Breyer, and Ginsburg. They're not on the Supreme Court anymore. They have been replaced by other justices. So only two of the original five remain, which would be Kagan and Sotomayor.
And remember when we took this case to the Supreme Court before, they did not take it. However, Justice Thomas signaled that it's time to revisit this Obergefell decision.
Yeah, we went up to the Supreme Court a few years ago with an emergency injunction or emergency request. It was not on the religious liberty component of the case. It was on what's called qualified immunity, that you could not hold Kim personally responsible. It was on qualified immunity, and the Supreme Court was considering a lot of different cases at the time for qualified immunity. So they didn't take our petition on that issue. But Justices Thomas and Alito said that this case raised important constitutional questions. They also said that this was caused by their 2015 opinion in Obergefell, and that the court ought to, in the appropriate case, re-examine that opinion. Well,
so
in 2022, When the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in the Dobbs decision, Justice Thomas again raised the Obergefell decision, and he said that the court in an appropriate case down the road ought to reconsider several cases, including Obergefell, because they're built on the same shifting sand foundation that Roe v. Wade was built upon, and that is this so-called, quote, substantive due process. That is not in the Constitution. Due process is in the Constitution, but it's procedural due process. You have the right to due process of law, meaning that if the government's going to take your property, you have the right to due process of law. You have procedural rights. You have the right to know why they are alleging that you must forfeit your property, and you have the right to respond and defend your right. So you have the right of notice, you have the right of defense. That's procedural due process, that is constitutional. But substantive due process is nothing. Substantive due process is judge-made, and it has no parameters. And substantive due process is not in the Constitution. And substantive due process was made up by the courts, by the justices, so that they could just simply divine anything they wanted to in the Constitution. And that was eventually the foundation of Roe versus Wade. That was rejected by the Supreme Court in 2022. Mm-hmm. And that's the same foundation on which Obergefell is also built. So consequently, they're arguing that suggesting that Obergefell ought to be reexamined. So our case is doing several things, three things. Number one, we're at appeal right now at the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals that governs the state of Kentucky and the surrounding other states. And we're asking that Court of Appeals to do three things. Number one, to overturn the verdict against Kim Davis below because there's no evidence of damages that was presented to the jury that was something that the jury could even use to assess damages. There's no evidence of damages. Number two, that notwithstanding what was presented or not presented, that Kim Davis should have the right to religious exemption, which in fact she actually got that accommodation by the governor in 2015 and by the legislature in 2016. And then finally, number three, we're asking for the court to overrule Obergefell. Now, courts of appeal are bound by higher decisions by the Supreme Court. So they're bound by the Obergefell opinion. But we have to put that in there to preserve the argument so that we can go to the higher court, the United States Supreme Court. So our goal is ultimately to go to the U.S. Supreme Court with Kim Davis. In this case, the facts are good facts for us because this lady, for exercising her religious rights in her religious conscience convictions, she ultimately is now facing $360,000 in penalties. She should have been afforded religious exemption. There would have been no case. That, I think, is going to be very attractive to the mm-hmm. Supreme Court. And then also, by the way, the very question comes up is, what about this Obergefell case? Let's reexamine that. It should be reexamined. They want to reexamine it. It doesn't have any foundation in law, and consequently, it should be overturned. So that's our case, and that's what's causing the Advocate and some of these other media publications and the LGBTQ agenda crowd to become nervous about the Kim Davis
case. Yeah, the stage is set, I think, for this. But it's interesting to me that David Ermold, who was one of the plaintiffs in this that was awarded this a lot of money, told GQ magazine that he and his partner never discussed getting married when they heard about Kim Davis stop giving marriage licenses while she was awaiting her religious accommodation request. And he also told the magazine that he and his partner traveled to Kim's office to videotape themselves humiliating the poor woman over her religious belief that marriage is between one man and one woman. When Ermol's videos went viral, he and his partner went to Kim's office multiple times, shooting more videos to make themselves social media famous. So I'm like, did this not come out during the trial?
It did. It came out. And you know, they set this up just to humiliate her. That's why there's just no evidence. And then when you say, well, what's your damages? Well, I don't know what my damages are, they said. Well, maybe I have hurt feelings. hurt feelings alone do not provide you a basis for damages. And they set this up on purpose to humiliate her.
Yeah, so
to humiliate
does that carry any weight during the trial? That's what I don't get.
Well, it should have carried weight, and obviously in one jury it did, zero, and the other jury, crazy. $50,000 apiece for a total of $100,000. That's why it needs to be overturned. Mm-hmm. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Kim. We have a special page just on this case, lc.org/Kim.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.